The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, I'm going to move back home now because the former Fianna Fáil TD, Jim Glennon, has confirmed that he submitted a character reference for Daniel Ramamurthy, a former government advisor who was convicted of the sexual exploitation of a 13-year-old boy in 2017. This raises the question as to whether character references should be abolished for sexual offence cases. Joining us to discuss this now is Barrister Catherine McGillicuddy. Catherine, thank you indeed for talking to us. How common a thing, just in a general sense, before we get to cases of sexual offences, how common are character references in our courts?
Well, they come up from time to time. I suppose it's up to any accused person who gets either pleads guilty or is convicted of a crime after a jury trial or by a judge sitting alone to decide what mitigation they want to put before the court. And it does happen. I couldn't say it's rare. It would be hard to put a percentage on it. But character references are something that come up. Obviously, any person who wants to rely on that type of mitigation material is usually advised about it. So the typical advice that you would give somebody that you're defending is, look, for example, if you have a long work history and your employer is supportive, would the employer write a letter on headed note paper from their business saying, addressed to Dear Judge, saying, I know, let's say, John Doe, he's been an employee of mine for 10 or 15 years. I know he's before the court on a serious matter. I don't condone that. I was very disappointed when he told me about it. But what I want you to take into account is that he has always been a very reliable employee. We've had no trouble with him. He's had a good work record. He's telling us that he's going to go to prison for a while, but when he comes out, they might even go as far as saying we would consider employing him again, something like that. And the referee, they might sign it, give their contact details and hand it into the court. It would be handed into the court. So I suppose the purpose of it is, on the defence side, as is mitigation material with a view to reducing the sentence so that the judge hears about the offence and says, well, look, this is a serious matter, it's a criminal offence, you have to be punished for it. And the punishment must fit the crime and the offender. And as part of deciding, well, you know, who is before the court and how should they be punished in a fair way, they would consider all of their character, not just the offence that they've committed, but their previous character, things like their employment record, maybe any good work that they might have done to in the community, or their positive things that they have done that, you know, somebody's going to send over and say, well, look, I have personal experience of that. Because I suppose what you have to remember is, somebody like me, a barrister who's appearing in front of the court every day, judges hear from us all the time. But if somebody who knows the person is putting pen to paper and saying, look, I know this person and I know they committed this offence and that's bad, but maybe you take into account that they have good points too.
Okay. So, look, there may be an argument for them in some cases. Is there also an argument that in cases of sexual offences that they should not be allowed? Have you heard that argument made? Do you see any merit to that argument?
I mean, the argument is made, and I suppose what you have to do is step back and just think about what the sentencing process is about. And the sentencing process is about sentencing the offence and the offender, the offence because it is committed by this particular offender. So you have to understand the offender. So it is difficult at the moment with the system that we have to understand how they could be, say, for example, entirely abolished, because they can have relevance and they can have weight. How much weight and how much value they would have would vary. But even for a sexual offence, again, I suppose the same point applies, that the person, even if they've committed a very serious sexual offence, may have good points and they should have an opportunity to put that before the sentencing judge with the view to mitigating the overall sentence that is imposed on them. So you have to remember that the system we have is such that in a sentence, there are a number of different aims that the judge has to bear in mind. So they have to punish the offender, that makes sense. They have to deter the offender, that makes sense. They might have to deter the society at large, other people from committing these kind of offences, so that they send out the message that they're taken seriously. But also, there's an important sentencing aim of rehabilitating the offender, and part of that is taking into account their character, how they have behaved in the past, whether there's anything there that might give you the idea that they're green shoots for the future, or something to incentivize rehabilitation in the future. So sometimes character references can have a real significance in that area. It just depends. I think I can understand how it is very difficult for victims to hear somebody speaking up for another person who has wronged them, who has physically harmed them, and they've had to go through the trial process, which is very difficult. But the sentencing process isn't about the offender and the victim, just the two of those parties. It is about a process that the judge must undergo to punish the offence and the offender, and I suppose to achieve a fair outcome, a just sentence.
All right, Catherine, thank you indeed for talking to us. Catherine McGillicuddy there, barrister, thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.